The flood came and swept them all away. Edward Griffin, Noah's Ark. He wiped out every living thing that was on the surface of the ground, from mankind to livestock, to creatures that crawl, to the birds of the sky, and they were wiped off the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. Genesis 7:23. Finally, the frightful morning began. The heavens gathered to blackness. Angry tempests conflicted in the skies. The lightnings flashed over the world. Word was spread that Noah and his family had entered into the ark. The ungodly then began to fear. Before long, floods of water poured from the sky. Some now began to turn their eyes towards the ark. Others stood doubting. Others still dared to scoff. The waters go on to increase. The rivers fill and start to overflow. The waters begin to rise in the streets. Some flee into their houses. Others, more intimidated, hasten to the hills. Others are now convinced, and with dreadful fright are seen wading towards the ark. The fountains of the great deep are now broken up. The waters rise more rapidly and begin to rush with impetuous force. With difficulty, they stand against the stream. They struggle for their lives to reach the ark. Thousands come, some wading, some swimming, some sinking, some hanging onto the ark with a grasp of death, all screaming for admission. But it is too late. Time was when the ark was open, and they might have entered in, but that time is past. Where are now those tongues which derided the enormous vessel and the man who built it? Now what do you think of him, who for more than a century has borne the character of a fool and madman? They would give 1,000 worlds to be in his condition now. Those nearest to the ark cry and plead for admission, but in vain. The waters roar, the ark is lifted up, they sink and are seen no more. By this time, every wretch on earth is thoroughly convinced. Hear their cries from the tops of the houses, which are answered by wails from those on the hills. See the multitudes who have fled to the mountains. How like frightened sheep they crowd together. Now the waters, roaring and foaming, have reached their feet. They flee up to the highest ridge, but the floods pursue them there. Some are able to climb the lofty oaks, and the waves overtake them there. They flee to the highest branches, and for a moment have time to reflect on their former madness. How could I disbelieve the Lord's prophet? Where is now the ark which I scorned? Where am I going? Oh, eternity, eternity! What a dreadful God have I despised! On the topmost bough, the impetuous torrent sweeps them away. Their hold is broken, and they sink to rise no more. The ark floats by and sails over the heads of the revilers and persecutors. Only that blessed family in the ark are safe. The same terrors will seize an unbelieving world when Jesus comes again. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew 24:37-39.